Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. This is a crazy month for me. The month of December is usually a month I get so excited for. It's a month that's I have my birthday, it's Christmas, I have my two older boys, their birthdays, and it's just a fun, exciting time. Unfortunately, this year, there have been like these crazy great things happening at the same time, and within my family, my own personal life, there's been a ton of tragedy and frustration and pain and suffering, more than I really wish to, at least for right now, get into. But for me, I was sitting there in church today, and while I was listening to the Christmas carols, I wasn't singing as excited as I normally am, just dealing with some of the things that are going on. And yet then I heard a couple of the songs as they came, and I remembered the meaning behind the songs, and I remembered what was going on. And if you don't mind, I'm going to spend just a few minutes here going through three different carols that for me have brought a ton of meaning, but most importantly, hope. It's during this time of year where a lot of us as business owners, you look forward to the new year, you look forward to everything going on, and yet there's this lull of almost 2 weeks. You're like, oh my gosh, I got to find a way of making money. And I'm an entrepreneur and I got to make sure I provide for my family. And at the same time, I'm providing for my family. I'm also trying to be with my family. And it's the frustration of the balance of trying to figure all this out as you're going back and forth. And yet, also, as you take a look for a new decade, at least, you know, 2020 is around the corner. And so there's a lot of the ups and downs. And for some reason, this year has been, I've had more ups and downs and a roller coaster this year than I probably have had in quite some time. It seems the pace of life is going so fast that the hills and valleys are becoming like waves of the sea and just rocking like crazy at times. And I thought, you know what, I just wanted to share. One, I hope as I kind of go through these things that it gives hope to anyone who might be just struggling a little bit right now. You're a little frustrated. Things aren't going exactly the way you want. For those who things are going fantastic with, even more so, use this time as a time to reach out and to lift up and to embrace and really lighten the burdens of others. So the first one I want to talk to you about is I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. This is a poem that was written by Henry Fellow Longsworth during his lifetime, which is at the end of it was really kind of around the Civil War. And the Civil War started in the early 1860s. And by 1862, he was sitting there frustrated kind of with everything that was going on with the war. His son Charlie had left, unbeknownst to him, to go basically enlist in the war. And at this time, the love of his life, Frances, who he referred to as Fanny, was taking care of their 7-year-old daughter and was cutting her hair. And at that period of time, they would typically melt wax and put wax around the hair to kind of hold the hair as kind of a locket or something to keep to treasure as time went on. And so as she was melting this wax, some of the wax fell onto her dress. Unbeknownst to her, about that time, a huge gust of wind came in through an open window and lit that little wax on fire on her dress and enveloped her in flames. She grabbed her daughter and ran into the other room. And by the time her husband basically tried to extinguish the fire, he ends up severely burning his hands and his face and is wearing a beard the rest of his life. But unfortunately, his wife, Fanny, the love of his life, passes away the next day, as does his daughter. And he's so severely burned, he can't even attend the funeral. He then starts penning a couple of poems over the course of the next few months, and just his angst, it comes towards Christmas time, and he basically mentions how he has nothing to celebrate. The following year, his son gets injured in the Civil War, and he has to go down to Washington, D.C. to bring his son back and in hopes of nursing his son back to health. And it's during this period of time that he writes and pens the poem, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I wish I had the most angelic voice possible that I could sing this for you. Unfortunately, I don't. And so I'm just going to read the poem, and hopefully you'll take the time to go and actually listen to the song because it's a beautiful melody. And the poem basically says, I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, The world revolved from night to day. A choice, a chime, a chance sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks a song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and clear. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. And I think that these days, there's this longing for hope, longing for excitement, a longing for wanting to be able to do more and be more. And as I sit there, and I was sitting there in church, and I heard this song, the memories of what he went through, and memories of others and their frustration, and their pain and suffering during the holidays, just, it basically lit a fire within me to make sure that I reached out to others to make sure they understand that, you know what, as tough as life can be for some during this time of year, there is an opportunity, there is hope, there is faith, there's a privilege and a blessing to be lived. And I just want to make sure as you're listening to this, you understand the excitement behind just the idea, the fact that even though there have been times in your life where you're saying there is no peace and you feel like hate is strong and it mocks the song and you basically feel that God is dead, I just want you to know that he's not. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Oh my gosh, I just love that song. The other one I really am excited about is The Little Drummer Boy. This is one I remember years ago. They had these little clay animated cartoons I remember watching as a kid. And I'm sure you could probably find them on Netflix or something. They were kind of cheesy, but the cool thing was I remember during the holidays, they only came on at certain times, unlike now where you can rent them or see them whenever you want them. And so we try to make sure we saw them exactly when they came on. And The Little Drummer Boy was one of my favorites. It was one where I just remember there was a lot of times growing up where we didn't have a lot of money and where I couldn't go out and buy gifts. And a lot of times where I basically would just make something. And The Little Drummer Boy touched my heart because he was in that same situation. So again, I'm going to read you the lyrics. I wish I could sing them. It says, come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come, little baby boy, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I'm a poor boy too, I have no gift to bring, that's fit to give the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum? Mary nodded. The ox and lamb kept time. I played my drum for him. I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum. I think I just love that song during the holidays because sometimes you don't have enough to give to everybody that you want to give to you. But it's the gift. It's the kindness. It's the service. It's those things that really actually mean the most. I've been blessed these days to have a lot more financial resources than there were at other times in my life. And there's times where I think, yeah, the money's nice. The money's easier to give, to be honest, than the service and the making of the gifts. I love to see little kids making their gifts and being so proud, excited to give them to their parents. And just to see that smile. And to me, that's why The Little Drummer Boy means so much to me, is because there's been so many years where there wasn't enough financial resources, where there wasn't enough that I wanted to be able to provide for my own kids, let alone for my wife. And at that time, it was just a way for me to do all that I possibly could. And sometimes those acts of service, I felt sometimes they were coupons of love and of things saying, you know, I know I don't have the financial resources now, but you know what? Here's a day just for yourself, sweetheart, and I'll take the kids and I'll do these things. And I know there's others who are probably in the same situation where the financial resources may not be as abundant as you'd like, but know that the service and the kindness and the thoughtfulness, that's what matters most. The third one, actually, the third song I want to share with you is one from a book. My mom was a nurse, and growing up, there was this book called The Forgotten Carols by Michael McLean, and it's basically a story of a nurse by the name of Constance, and that was my mom's name. In the story, they call her Connie Lou, a nurse who basically has a very empty life and doesn't want to she'd rather work over the holidays. And so they're passing out, you know, who wants to take time off during the holidays? She's like, I'd rather work. And so she gets this opportunity of basically taking care of this older man. His name is John. And she goes to his home to take care of him. And while he's there, while she's taking care of him, he asks her to help set up his Christmas tree. And then he goes and he has her go and grab different ornaments. And each ornament has a song that goes along with it. And so Uncle John shares with her the different characters of the nativity story, accounts of the innkeeper and the shepherd and the others, and really helps Connie Lou discover what the world has forgotten about Christmas, ultimately encouraging her to really open up her heart and the joy of this special season. So he goes through, and one of those songs that he basically ends up singing, again, it's a musical, and it's been really a ton of fun. I wish I could play it for you here, but he basically goes through and talks about the innkeeper and tells the story about the innkeeper. And so I just want to take a few minutes here and, again, just to recount what that is. So again, this is the innkeeper. The song is called Let Him In. It's by Michael McLean. And it's basically the story of what the innkeeper might have felt like when Mary and Joseph approached. He says, I'm a man forgotten. No one recalls my name. Thousands of years will fail to fully erase my shame. But I turned a profit nicely that day. That day I turned the couple away. I turned them away. I didn't sleep that evening, though I'd sold out my place. Somehow I felt uneasy. Something about her face. Why did I wish that I'd let them stay? I don't think they could have paid. Or could they have paid? Restless, I left my bedroom. I walked the streets all night. Lost in the world I lived in, found by a heavenly light. Staring at one bright star in the sky, I heard a baby cry. And I knew where that cry had come from, because I told them where they could go. But I didn't think I could face them, and so I walked slowly home. Missing my chance to share in their joy, I never saw the boy. He never would condemn me. I did that all on my own. He offered his forgiveness, and ever since then I've known. He lets us choose each hour of each day if we'll let him in to stay. And the chorus goes on to say, let him in, let him in. Let the peace on earth begin. Let him in, let him in. Let the hope and joy begin. And whether it be in your world today or a crowded Bethlehem inn, find a way, make him room. Let him in, let him in. Let the hope and joy begin. Let him in, let him in. Let the peace on earth begin. Let him in, let him in, let him in. And I just think during this holiday season, as you take a look at the different Christmas carols, you get wrapped up in the season, just take a few minutes to think and to reflect on all that you've been blessed with and all the hope that you have for this year. And if this has been one of those tough years and things haven't gone exactly how you wanted them to, just know deep down inside that one of the greatest things about being an entrepreneur and a business owner is every day is a new day. Every day is a day where you get to choose what's going to happen. You get to be excited for that. And I think as I take a look during this holiday season, man, I've had some ups and downs, a lot of blows I did not expect to receive over the course of the last couple of weeks. But as I was sitting there in church again today, just reflecting on some of the angst, the frustration, and the at times almost anger, I have to say, of how I felt, I just was touched by the songs and the music of this Christmas holiday season, knowing that God lives and that there's hope. And I think that's the exciting thing for me about Christmas, is there's hope. Have an amazing holiday season, no matter what your religious beliefs are. Enjoy this time of year with your friends, with your family. Go out of your way, reach out, spend time with those who you may not have spent as much time with. Forgive those who you may have been holding a grudge against. Make sure that as you wrap up 2019, as this decade comes to an end, that you have the most amazing opportunities going forward, and that you do everything possible over the course of the next couple of weeks to make sure that you launch forward in 2020. I can't wait to see you. Hopefully I'll see you at Funnel Hacking Live. If not, ping me on Facebook or Instagram or send me an email, whatever it might be. I appreciate your listening to this, and most importantly, for allowing me to share some of the things that have been going on in my life. I know this isn't my normal type of podcast, but I do appreciate it. Have an amazing day. We'll talk to you guys soon.